Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the Gospel of Christ. Chapter 6. Christ was given and gave himself for love to us and for love to the Heavenly Father. In the subject regarding the Gospel under the compound name the Gospel of the Creator, we mentioned, several times, the text of the book of John that marvelously summarizes a central motivation by which God has extended the Lord Jesus Christ as an offer of eternal salvation, and which we repeat once again below. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The Gospel of the Creator of the heavens and the earth is characterized by the presentation and offering of salvation and eternal life with God, aspects offered through the Lord Jesus Christ from the love of the Heavenly Father. What, however, we would like to highlight in this chapter, and in the present theme under the compound name the Gospel of Christ, is that the Gospel, being as well of Christ, is also an offer of Christ's very love to humanity and equivalent to the same love by which the Heavenly Father offered his only begotten Son. The Gospel of God is also the Gospel of Christ because the Lord Jesus was always part of all the purposes of the Gospel and because the Lord Jesus also gave himself in this Gospel, as described in the following texts. John 15:13. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. John 10:11, 17, and 18. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Therefore my Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father. Ephesians 5:1-2. Therefore be imitators of God as dear children. And walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. The love of Christ for the Heavenly Father and every human being led the Lord Jesus to surrender his life and suffer on the cross of Calvary, aiming to offer the way of salvation and the novelty of eternal life to all human beings. Moreover, Christ's provision for him to be God's highest and most sublime offer in all eternity has already been established since the foundation of the world, as it is also mentioned at the end of the following text. Revelation 13:8b. In the Book of Life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, Christ offered to human beings, as the means to salvation and eternal life, expresses the gift of what is most precious to the Heavenly Father, but this also implied that the Lord Jesus Christ, for a determined period, would have to humble himself to a condition of a servant and extreme contempt and humiliation on the part of the creation towards the Creator. Philippians 2:6-8. Who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. The Lord Jesus Christ was proclaimed by John the Baptist as the Word of Life that was manifested by the Heavenly Father in the flesh before humankind. But Christ is also the Word of Life because he offered himself to manifest the life of the Heavenly Father to the world in a way that it could be seen, touched, and received forever in the hearts of those who believe in him. A phrase devoid of verbs has no expression of action. If someone says, for example, the rabbit food, one can only know that the sentence says something about a rabbit and something about food, since any additional deduction would be entirely uncertain. Without the presence of a verb, there is no way to know, in the example of the previous paragraph, whether the rabbit ate the food, whether it licked the food, whether it smelled the food, whether it despised the food, whether it trampled the food or, even, if it came to become the food of another being. Therefore, the Lord Jesus, as the Word of Life willing to serve the Heavenly Father in all His will, is the one who willingly offered Himself to reveal and grant the newness of God's life to human beings. John 1:1-18. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. Because the Lord Jesus Christ has offered Himself in full confidence, without any resistance, or willingly to the Heavenly Father to be the means by which God offers the heavenly life to all those who are willing to receive the heavenly grace presented to them, the Lord Jesus Christ also demonstrated His condition as the perfect assurance that each of the words that pre-announced and proclaimed the gospel of God would be fulfilled, remain fulfilled, and come to be fulfilled eternally. The Heavenly Father, because of His love for all human beings, gave His only begotten Son as the offer of salvation, but it was Christ from the foundation of the world who made the choice to be faithful in everything until the death on the cross on behalf of every person for whom He has given Himself as the perfect offer of eternal redemption. The Scriptures teach us that the Heavenly Father sent His Son into the world to save all sinners, but they also show that the option to come into the world as the faithful and true provision for the forgiveness and salvation of all sinners was equally done in love by the Lord Jesus Christ. John 3:17. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Plus. John 12:47. And if anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world but to save the world. 1 Timothy 1:15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. The Lord Jesus Christ was the main herald of the gospel of God, but He is also the very voluntary expression of what is offered by the gospel of the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ is a perfect offer also because He is an offer that counted on His full willingness. Christ is the very offer of love who surrendered Himself into the hands of the Heavenly Father to be offered with the explicit purpose that humankind could know the greatness of God's love for every individual. Still, in other words, the manifestation of the offer of the heavenly salvation to human beings who distanced themselves from God, because of sin, is the result of both the love of the Heavenly Father and the love of Christ for each person. And, in turn, considering that the salvation offered by God is the expression of the mutual love of the Heavenly Father and Christ, there is by no means the possibility of dissociating Christ from the gospel of salvation and the love of God. The manifestation of the Heavenly Father's love towards the creation is impressive and immeasurable, which was never limited by the offenses and despises that the human beings created and raised against God. However, the manifestation of salvation offered by the Heavenly Father also in all is the expression of the love of Christ for every sinner. In Christ Jesus, the Heavenly Father showed how great, how deep, and how comprehensive is His love for every human being. In Christ, God manifested how great are His mercies, compassion, and other attributes to offer forgiveness to all people despite the sins they have plotted and practiced. However, when the Scriptures teach us that Christ is the perfect voluntary offer, we may also know that every aspect that demonstrates the love of the Heavenly Father equally reflects the love that is in His only begotten Son. The Lord Jesus Christ was offered by God, but He also gave Himself to demonstrate that no one needs to abstain from God because of the sins one has committed in his or her life. Colossians 1:13-14. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. 1 John 2:2. And He Himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only but also for the whole world. God's love is superior to what people have tried to do against it. And the Lord Jesus Christ has offered Himself in faithfulness to demonstrate, in many ways, the practical working of God's love, even bearing with long-suffering the most intense concentrations of human wrath against the Heavenly Father's offer of love. The Lord Jesus Christ, on the cross of Calvary, like a sheep that did not open its mouth against those who opposed the Creator, endured the dislike that people had against the Heavenly Father of all creation. And He did it to manifest that the love of the Father for every person, love that is equally in the only begotten Son of God, did not become extinct because of human transgressions and their oppositions to the eternal Lord. Isaiah 53:7-12. He was oppressed and He was afflicted, yet He opened not His mouth, He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so He opened not His mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare His generation? For He was cut off from the land of the living, for the transgressions of my people He was stricken. And they made His grave with the wicked, but with the rich at His death, because He had done no violence, nor was any deceit in His mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise Him, He has put Him to grief. When you make His soul an offering for sin, He shall see His seed, He shall prolong His days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in His hand. He shall see the labor of His soul, and be satisfied. By His knowledge my righteous servant shall justify many, for He shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide Him a portion with the great, and He shall divide the spoil with the strong, because He poured out His soul unto death, and He was numbered with the transgressors, and He bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. The gospel of the Heavenly Father, which is also the gospel of the beloved Son, is the demonstration, in every detail, of the perfect, full, and sufficient source of God's love for all generations and all people in every generation. Since Christ is the perfect offer of God's love, this offer could only be perfect if this offer also offered itself out of love. Christ was sent by the Heavenly Father, but He also gave Himself in love so that all may know that the whole provision of the love of God is, in everything, a perfect and unshakable way to novelty of life, and which purpose is for people to believe in this perfect way so that they choose to convert to God and the unique relationship that is grounded in this perfect love. 1 John 1:1-3. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, concerning the word of life, the life was manifested, And we have seen, and bear witness, and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. That which we have seen and heard we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1, 17-21. And if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, like silver or gold, from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. John 17, 3. And this is eternal life. That they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. The Lord Jesus Christ gave himself in love for every person so that each one can live eternally in this love and so that each one may experience the sublimity of eternal life. The love of Christ has been present in all of God's creation from the beginning. However, what the Lord Jesus aims and offers through his gospel is that we, too, may remain in this same love forever and ever. 2 Corinthians 5, 14-15. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died, and he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. 1 Corinthians 13:13. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. 1 John 4:16. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him.